The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
On the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on The Fan, it is Jeff Francoeur. Jeff, outstanding work thus far. Is it hard to remain impartial as you're calling this for TBS?
Hey, guys, thanks. Now, I think the hardest thing is all season, you know, you say Snit, you say Ozzy, you say Freddie, and it's trying to remind myself to say their full names or the last names. But, you know, all in all, it's been a good series, and that's been, I think, the best thing. Really haven't had a game that's just dragged on, so for the most part, I think the action's kind of, been there, and good pitching helps too.
All right, Jeff, we now know who's starting. It's Morton against Lauer. They're playing it like they're up 2-1, in my opinion. When he said Burns wasn't going to start, I thought he might wake up today and change his mind, knowing they're facing elimination. The Braves are going with the guy that you would have said, well, this is what we brought him for. We're going to stave off elimination. It is a little bit strange how we're playing out before we even get the first pitch today.
I think it's a couple things. I think Craig Counsell might be trying to get Lauer through 3-4 innings and maybe go to Woodruff after that. You got to remember, Woodruff has thrown a lot out of the pen in the postseason. Burns, not so much. And you are down 2-1. Another thing to think about, too, is the sun's supposed to pop out here in a while. Shadows the first hour of the game. Maybe he tries to get away with 3-4 innings before he turns to the rest of that pen. And on the other side, I love the move, Charlie Morton. You said it. He's only pitched one time, and he was throwing 97 in the World Series in Game 7. And look, Sid will tell you, I'm not asking him to give me six innings again. Give me four innings. Give me three. Give me what you got till you're either tired or we got to take you out. But worst-case scenario, you lose this ball game. You got as hot of a pitcher on the planet as there is going for you in Game 5.
And Max Fried. So here's the other thing. As a manager, if I'm going to bed last night, the one thing I can rest my head on the pillow about is neither offense has been good. I'm not telling you I don't want to put my best on the mound or figure out what my best might be today, but it's not like there's been a juggernaut this side of Jock Peterson offensively for either team. So maybe you're also banking on the idea that, you know, maybe my offense catches heat today and theirs doesn't.
Well, I think that's what he's relying on today. The offense for the Atlanta Braves has got to step up. They got to score some runs today. That top four in the order has hit lefties really well. You got to believe that they're going to step up. And quite frankly, you know, look, you don't want to go back for a Game 5. It's in someone else's building. You might be facing – well, you will be facing Corbin Burns, we figure, if you go back for a Game 5. So I like it. You got a team down. They haven't been swinging the bats. Why give them a chance to start? And even Charlie Morton, you feel like, okay, what if he doesn't throw well? Well, if he doesn't throw well, I still think he gives you four innings and gives up two runs. Whereas if you start Enoa, if you start somebody else, guys, you just don't know what you're getting in that first inning. And I think with Charlie Morton, you do.
Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, calling the Braves and Brewers on TBS 507 first pitch later on this afternoon. We talk about Dansby Swanson defensively, but what he did in the bottom of the fifth at the plate in the hole to drive that ball the other way. We talked to Eric Young about this earlier. He said you want to keep it moving, everything moving, and obviously that was a huge at-bat that maybe people are overlooking.
Him and Darnell both. You think about where they went. They both went to right field. Hauser came in Game 1 and absolutely dominated the right-handed hitters for the Braves. Ground ball after ground ball after ground ball. Well, what did those two do yesterday? They shot the ball to right field to give themselves a chance. And you know what? When you can make little adjustments like that, you know, from where my seat is, I got the best seat in the house. You look right down on it. Willy Adames, some of these guys for the Brewers right now, they come up, they got the whole right side of the infield. They haven't been able to shoot the ball through the hole or take the advantage of it. So, you know, you got to credit the Braves hitters for making some adjustments. Not a lot of offense, but I will tell you, we knew with the Brewers pitching staff, too, that there wasn't going to be a whole lot of offense. But unfortunately for the Brewers, they've been 0 for 16 with runners in scoring position.
How does that play with your head when you're 0 for 16 in a series like this? That's got to be somewhere in the back of your mind, right?
Let me tell you, you could tell late in the game yesterday, it was 3-4 innings, when Chavez came in and stuff, the swings they were taking, everybody was trying to hit a home run or do something to get going because you've had no offense. And that is that approach never really works out well in the end, I think. And that's, you know, something they're going to have to try to flip the script on today. You know, they're 1-for-17 off the curveball this series. And when you're facing Charlie Morton, Max Fried, and those guys with the curveball, even Ian Anderson, as good as his changeup was, he got Yelich's strikeout on a curveball yesterday. So they're going to have to find a way to either hit Charlie Morton's curveball today or lay off it.
Jeff, one of the other things that comes about is because you have first and second, you got two strikes on him, but you don't get to pitch Jock Peterson maybe the way you want. Three batter minimum. I don't know what would have happened, but I do know that had nobody been on base and you wanted to use Jock Peterson at that point, you're not throwing him the same way. You're just going to pitch him differently. That's why it was really important to get those two guys on base to give the full shot of Jock Peterson in that at-bat.
Well, and it's great because at the same time, you look at Jock, and yes, you don't want to give him something to hit. On the other side, if you put him on base or don't do something, now all of a sudden you're in big trouble because you got Soler, Freddie Freeman, and Ozzy Albies. So, look, Jock has been unbelievable in these three games. I got a good feeling you might see him in that starting lineup today. When someone's swinging the bat like that, sometimes it's just tough to keep him out. You know, you might see him in that lineup, but, you know, like I said, the story of this series so far, the Atlanta Braves starting pitching and the bullpen has been outstanding.
Thank goodness the story of the series thus far, at least in yesterday's game, isn't what Adam Duvall didn't do, tagging up successfully from first base in that second inning. Thankfully, we can move forward.
You ain't lying. It blew me away when I was sitting up there. I had to stand up, and I put my hands on my head because I could not believe. And I think the thing about it is Adam Duvall is a smart, smart baseball player. I mean, you never see him make those types of mistakes. And, you know, you're glad it didn't come back to cost him, you know, when you look at it from that aspect, because that was a huge out at the time. And I think – you know, people were trying to say, well, Christian Yelich doesn't have a great arm. That's a fair point. But with that being said, the play's in front of you. So if you win and all of a sudden you're like, holy smokes, this guy just made the throw of his life, worst case scenario, stop at 70 feet and just let him tag you. But you got to get that run home.
Yeah. Well, the other part is not having a great arm means he's not throwing home. He's throwing a second
base
at that point.
And that was what I kind of said on the telecast was, you knew Yelich ain't the best arm in baseball, guys, is not throwing Riley out from that area in the outfield. That ball's hit far enough deep that no one was throwing him out. So at that point, it kind of turned. And like you said, for Atlanta, they were able to get out of that huge jam. And really, I mean, think about back to the 8th and 9th inning of game 2, Matzik, and then really 7th, 8th night, Matzik coming in for Jackson, then Matzik getting out of his own mess, and Will Smith with first and second, and then yesterday. And that's the thing. The Brewers have not been able to get that hit to kind of open it up, but credit the Braves pitching.
Jeff, I was in the building as well, and the one thing I saw, everybody playing in except Dansby halfway on the play that he makes diving to his right. He also, because I went and watched it again last night, he had that little bounce step as the pitch was being delivered. He was on his toes. He was ready to make a play. He wasn't flat-footed. We talked to EY about that as well. Those are the little things that if you're a good, heady, sound baseball player, you know that the possibility of going left and right exists. I love the fact that he was halfway. I love the fact that he was ready to actually move to either side.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, the fact that he got it and looked right at the third baseman. Now, I'm on the other side, Chris, a little surprised that, you know, the runner didn't take off right there in that situation.
Yeah, listen, no out. Maybe, I don't know if he had a red light, but it is because what then elevates is with one out, they go on contact. to get into the rundown.
Which made less sense.
So it was really backwards. Well, I know with nobody out, you don't want to have that play in front of you go Kafluey because it's still man on third, one out. But the no contact worked out perfectly for the Braves.
And it did, because if you really think to it too, if you really want to go into it, I don't think Dansby would have gone home on that ball. With having to dive and get up, and a fast runner on base, I think you would have seen him go to first base and get the out, you know, still being the fifth inning, only one run. And so I think that ended up being a break for Ian Anderson. And then, you know, credit Ian Anderson, though. That changeup for him yesterday was filthy. I mean, from the very get-go, it takes him sometimes, a little bit to get into the game in that first inning. From that first changeup he threw yesterday, he had complete control of that pitch.
And not having to burn a guy out of the bullpen, him getting the last out in the fifth inning sets it up perfectly for the pinch hitter when the two guys get on as well.
Yeah, it did. You know, I it was funny. After game one, we talked to Craig Counsell, you know, down in the dugout for the game. And he had said, game one was perfect. Everything lined up for us in the way that, you know, Morton wasn't up yet. Corbin Burns was batting first. They were able to pinch hit for him. He said, it's the opposite in this year. In the last two games, everything's kind of lined up for the Braves from a staff aspect. And like you said, not having to hit for him. And that way, boom, you got Jock. And you couldn't bring, as you said, the three-batter minimum, you could not bring in Ashby, the lefty, to face Jock.
And, it is so, you know, crazy.
And it worked out, fortunately, and it backfired what the Brewers did in the top of the fifth. What do we know about Eric Lauer, who's starting for the Brewers today?
He's not overpowering. He's not 96. You know, he's gonna kind of mix and match. He's not going to throw hard. I will tell you this. I do think one thing to pay attention, it's overcast now, but I know, you know, the sun's supposed to kind of, you know, creep out. Those first hour today from 5:15 to 6:15 could be tough. And so that could be the one break that you might see him get. But, look, the Braves got to love this. Hauser came in the game yesterday. He's not available to start today. And, you know, the Braves, most of the time this year, have hit lefties pretty well.
Hopefully that trend continues today. Jeff, continue the good work. We will be watching. Hopefully the Braves clinch at 5:07 later on this afternoon. As always, a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you out there.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.